And finally, this hour, the Jacksonville Jazz Festival is set to take over downtown this holiday weekend. Jazz Fest After Dark is a big part of the fun, and it kicks off tonight at three downtown locations. Kat Hardwick of Downtown Vision, Inc. is here with more about Jazz Fest After Dark. Thanks for coming by.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Great, thanks. And this is happening live music Friday through Sunday after dark at Borough Bar, Underbelly, and 1904 Music Hall. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a wonderful brand new component of Jazz Fest. We realized that there was an opportunity for people. A lot of fans come downtown for Jazz Fest, but they didn't necessarily know where they could go afterwards for a drink or to hear some more live music.
Sure.
When the music ends around 10 o'clock. So a local promoter came to us, and we went to the city, and the city's a wonderful partner getting together with us and some other organizations and these great bars. They're going to have live music beginning at 10, running till 2 a.m., all three nights starting tonight.
And this begins tonight. This is also a way to promote the new Elbow Entertainment District. It's called the Elbow. It's a downtown night spot district.
Right. We have more than about two dozen bars downtown, and more than a dozen of them are participating as part of the Elbow. It's a wonderful new branding campaign that sort of started grassroots. They're doing great things. They do the downtown throwdown on the third Thursdays. They do a bus that runs from the beaches to downtown. They really want to just let people know that they're out there, and they run along Ocean Street and Bay Street and that sort of L shape, and I guess that's how the name came out.
Sure.
Elbow.
Yeah, and free bus service to this. So if you're out at the beaches, or not free buses, but very convenient bus service.
Right. It's a beginning program that they're doing. You can go to theelbowjacks.com for information. I think it's an $8 round trip certain nights of the week.
Yeah, theelbowjacks.com. By the way, Jazz Fest After Dark, as I'm reading here, admission to all of these venues is free.
It is a wonderful, wonderful music lineup. That's at jazzfestafterdark.com. You can see who's playing where and when.
And these clubs have really taken off. Underbelly, Borough Bar, of course, and 1904 Music Hall. They're all within, a block or two of each other.
Absolutely.
You can bar hop. You can check out lots of music. It's all, and especially with the success of One Spark, I know you want to keep building on that momentum and keep bringing people into the urban core, yeah?
Yes, it's a great way to introduce these bars to a whole new crowd of people. They're very close to the Jazz Fest stages themselves, so you have to park once to come down, and then you can walk everywhere from there.
Well, we have a little music to preview Jazz Fest After Dark that we'll close with to sort of get everybody in the mood for the Jacksonville Jazz Festival and your Memorial Day holiday. By the way, Jazz Fest After Dark will feature performances by Al Letson. He's a great friend of WJCT. Willie Evans Jr., Canary in the Coal Mine, Stokeswood, many others. And again, go to jazzfestafterdark.com. for more information. And by the way, you brought some amazing donuts by the station yesterday, Kat. We just can't get enough donuts around here, so I wanted to thank you for that as well.
It's
that sweetened
sponsors.
The deal for us. Oh, that was one of your sponsors.
Sponsor Sweet Theory Bakery.
A nice shout out to Sweet Theory Bakery. Where are they located, by the way?
They are on King Street near the Parking King.
Thank you for the donuts, and thank you for the music. We're going to close with a little jazz. Kat Hardwick of Downtown Vision, have a great weekend.
Thank you.